This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says that President Trump is canceling an in-person meeting of G7 leaders at Camp David in June because of the coronavirus and will hold a video conference instead. AP's Mike Rossia.
Citing the ongoing coronavirus pandemic, President Donald Trump has called off the G7 meeting that was scheduled at Camp David, Maryland in June. The meeting would have brought together the leaders of the U.S., Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Japan. White House spokesman Judd Deere says the leaders will meet by video conference instead. The G7 leaders had a video conference Monday in a meeting convened by French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump, who takes on the leadership of the group this year, plans to hold virtual meetings monthly during the global response to the virus outbreak. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced emergency legislation to stem the economic fallout of the coronavirus pandemic Thursday. McConnell says he hopes to pass the package valued as high as $1 trillion as quickly as possible.
These are urgent discussions. They need to happen at a member level, and they need to happen starting right now.
A key provision of the legislation is direct payments to American families with a family of more of four receiving as much as $3,000. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says families and people should come before corporations.
Our plan must put workers, the millions of workers who are adversely affected by this crisis, first.
Congress passed an $8.3 billion measure earlier in the month to combat the coronavirus outbreak and develop vaccines for the highly contagious disease. On Wednesday, lawmakers approved and Mr. Trump signed another $105 billion plus plan to limit the damage through free testing, paid sick leave, and expanded safety net spending.